So risk communications is the area, a specialized area, in which people who are affected by a threat or a health hazard or an emergency receive information from and exchange information with authorities, with experts. And the objective of risk communications is so that people affected by some danger, a health threat, it could be a disease, it could be something like Ebola, a pandemic influenza, so that they know that they have trustworthy information and they can take actions to protect themselves and their loved ones.
What are the dangers, Doctor, of not communicating or communicating late in such situations?
It's really important that authorities and experts communicate with the general public as soon as possible, as soon as they know something is wrong. This is important so that the public know that they have all the latest information, they get the advice they need, and by communicating early, the trust between officials, experts, and the public is really strengthened. And without trust, nobody is going to follow our advice.
But now, are governments beginning to acknowledge the importance of effective emergency communications as a central element in responding to public health emergencies?
I've worked in emergencies for more than 2 decades, and my perception and my feeling is that governments are increasingly understanding the importance of risk communications, of communicating early, being transparent, telling people what they know, what they don't know, what is being done. And the governments who do this have very good results. And authorities who don't do this fast enough obviously find it difficult to mount a good response.
Are there any lessons that we could perhaps learn from situations like the Ebola crisis, the humanitarian situation in the Central African Republic, you know, Syria and South Sudan?
I think in the Ebola outbreak of West Africa 2014 and now going into 2015, it was a very, very complex situation. I think it affected many countries. I think in different places communications was done differently. But the biggest challenge we can draw from Ebola response regarding risk communications is the critical importance of understanding communities, of understanding cultures, about understanding why people do the things they do. And it was as the outbreak response continued, experts and officials understood more and more that listening to communities, listening to people's concerns, understanding their traditions, their religions, the way in which they live was very, very instrumental to designing strategies to respond to the outbreak. So I think this understanding grew as the response grew.
And tell us about your role as the World Health Organization in encouraging countries to use risk communications and to show that it does matter, especially in the case of the Ebola crisis.
My day job is really to help governments improve their capacity, their ability to communicate risk for any emergency. But during Ebola, I was asked to be the coordinator for WHO to help coordinate all of the Ebola-related trainings, so from clinical teams all the way to burial teams. So this was a very complex job, and there was no job in Ebola where one person did it. So there were hundreds of people, tens and dozens of agencies working in this area. So I was very privileged to be part of this and to contribute to this. Mm.